Call the August Personnel Committee meeting to order. We've got one item of new business that is proposed ordinance 25-23 for an SRO for Mount Vernon Enola School District. Chief, I'll go ahead and open it up to you. Actually, Chief, thank you. I'll take the motion to put 25-23 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second.
Who was the motion? I'm sorry. Thank you.
First off, thanks for meeting with me tonight. I know we're kind of short this week. So, been working with Mount Vernon Enola School District, Mount Vernon Enola, for a little over a year now. Their previous superintendent took a job elsewhere, and I ended up meeting with the new superintendent, which started in July, Mr. Watson. And one of his main concerns for the school was the safety and security of the students and staff. So, Mount Vernon is So we do have an SRO that's put in by the sheriff's office that is at Mount Vernon, but Mr. Watson wanted to have two, one for each campus, for the elementaries, kindergarten through sixth grade, high school, seventh grade, and 12th grade. So I explained to him how we partnered with Greenbrier School District. He brought it back to his board and the school, and they're ready to move forward with that. So that's what we have for you today. You can tell that by the ordinance, it's prorated just for the end of this year. They understand that they will be paying the salary and benefits for the entire year. Same setup, 9 months out of the year, the SRO will be at school. The other 3 months, they'll be at their SRO training that they got to have for helping the sheriff's office. So, same MOU, same ordinance, everything that mimics Greenbrier School.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. I'll go ahead and open up the floor to the committee. Is there any questions for Chief Woolley about this?
I just want to applaud you, Chief, and Superintendent Watson at Mount Vernon. I served on the Governor's School Safety Commission after the Parkland and the Uvalde, Texas shootings, and we studied school shootings. And one of the main findings we found in the report in those studies is that having an armed good guy on every campus is the most critical part of keeping the school campus safe. And I'm glad to see that y'all and the Mount Vernon School District recognize that. I wish every school in every county and state of Arkansas would do that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And I wish we just about have all our county schools covered. I have worked with another district with their county school. We just have not been able to make that happen yet, but I think that's at the top priority that we need these guys in our school.
No, I appreciate your effort, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Justice Allison. Anybody else?
I just have a question about the training that they'll undergo. How will that work since they're going to be starting off, I guess, at the beginning of the school year? Will they have time to train?
Yeah. It's kind of like a law enforcement officer has 9 months to go to the academy. They have X amount of months where they have to go do their SRO basic. So with Deputy Sullivan, who's already a certified SRO, she will be training. She will be there with him on campus, or him or her, whoever goes up there. And then we usually use the summer months for your schools out. That's usually when they hold the training classes to get them certified.
Deputy Sullivan is at the other campus currently, is that right?
Currently, yes, sir.
So how can they be at the other campus if they're at the main campus? I don't know the layout of the district well enough, but I'm just curious how it would work.
As far as?
Deputy Sullivan training the new hire.
Mm-hmm. She'll just have to bounce back and forth. Like I said, it's right. Two campuses, mm-hmm. About 10 minutes apart from each other.
Right.
So, she can get a good start. We're hoping to be able to move somebody internally that would be interested in that position. If not, we'll have to go probably outside. But
they will be able to be under the wing of Deputy Sullivan.
Yes.
Have them there for guidance and resources and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be pulling somebody that's already a certified law enforcement officer so that they can actually get to work and know, have a
I will take a motion to forward this ordinance to Budget and Finance.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The ayes have it. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate you. I don't have anything else on here. Is there any announcements?